Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Styles and Romance on US 99.
So here we go. We got another email, another first date. So let's just jump right into it this morning. Tommy, how did it go on your first date with Tiffany?
Good morning. You know, it went well. I really just thought she was a great girl. And, I really thought a lot about what would be a great, good date. And I took her to, I don't know if you know, Swift & Sons. Great steakhouse, and I really just like made sure she was having a great time, experience. And
that's an expensive steakhouse, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's one of the best in town.
Dude, come on now, Tommy's a baller. He's got this.
I don't mess around.
So, I mean, no problems at all, huh? Perfect date.
Yeah, you know, and we had a great bottle of wine, like a nice burgundy. And it was just pretty smooth. She's beautiful. She's smart. You know, there was something kind of weird that happened at the end. When I went to get my car.
Something weird? Like what? She fell?
Well, I drive a pretty nice car, like Italian cars. And I don't know, the valet they had there was pretty sloppy. And so I was a little annoyed.
Okay. You got a nice Italian car, like you said, so I understand that.
Yeah, but otherwise, I'm just trying to figure out why I haven't heard back from her yet, so.
Now, Tommy, I understand you took her to an expensive steakhouse. You're saying that everything went really well. You seem attracted to her. You probably want a second date.
I definitely want a second date. I just, I felt a connection, and it was, it's nice when you go on a date, and it's just easy. And you're having a nice time enjoying it, and the conversation's good. So, yeah, and she's gorgeous.
He wants a second date. He wants a third date, a fourth date. All right, let's come back with Tiffany, and we'll get to the bottom of why you haven't heard back. It's all next on our Styles and Romance.
Styles and Romance on US 99.
So we heard from our guy, Tommy. He told us that he had a phenomenal first date. They went to a really nice steakhouse. But now let's call up Tiffany and let's find out why Tiffany has not called Tommy back. So Tiffany, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, Tiffany, before we get to the bottom of this, first off, explain your side of the story, your first date with Tommy.
Oh, okay. Well, it was, for the most part, it was really nice, to be honest. We went to like a delicious steak restaurant. It was good. It all seemed really, really good. Like one of the best first dates I've had in a long time. And then when we went to get his car from the valet, he kind of freaked out at them. And that is a major red flag for me.
Well, Tiff, we will let you know Tommy did tell us that he has a really nice car. Why did he freak out though at the valet?
Oh no, his car is super, super nice. You're right. But they weren't being, it wasn't dinged up. He just like yelled at them.
In all fairness, they were being buffoons about it. I mean, like,
okay.
My car has special preset dials, and, a Maserati, you break one dial wrong, the mirrors were all given. Like, there's a way to touch
then
my car.
Then park it yourself.
Whoa!
Maserati, this guy makes more than our entire station put together.
Yeah, jeez.
You screamed at them, and they were just doing their job.
I was not happy. I overreacted. I definitely overreacted, but I just wanted to point across,
dudes,
and it was taking a really long time.
I've dated dudes to overreact like that, and I don't want to do it again.
Now, Tiffany, it sounds like you were turned off by this.
Majorly. Yeah, no, I definitely saw my future in that instance.
Come on, that's not fair. From one incident.
So, Tiffany, you kind of brought up the fact that you've had some bad experiences in your past. Is it possible you're letting your past maybe cloud what maybe was a minor incident?
I promise if you had seen this, you would not call it a minor incident. He went from 0 to 100. And Tommy, you're great. It was a great date. Just take your anger down. I don't know if you need to go to classes or something, but figure that out for the next woman you date. Because if you freak out at service people like that, nobody's going to want to be with you.
Tiffany, I will let you know, before we called you up, Tommy wanted to go on a second date with you. He was really excited. That's why he reached out to us to find out why you haven't responded. So would you like to go on a second date?
I just know that unless he deals with this internal anger problem, which I saw rear its ugly head, we would never work out. So maybe if that is dealt with, maybe in like 6 months.
Oh, wow. Whoa. We're getting a timeline.
I just got signed homework.
Yeah, right.
So I think October, you have a second date, bro. How do you feel about this?
I don't want to seem like a douchebag. So if that would make the girls and the women I want to please happy, then
That's sweet. I have one more option you could do. Give me the Maserati. You could take my car, and then that way you won't freak out. You won't even care who touches your car.
Yeah, dream on.
Styles and Romance on US 99.